The miraculous piece of human intelligence that enables us to solve these problems is what we call common sense. Common sense is so ordinary that we tend to notice it only when it's missing. But it is absolutely essential to functioning in everyday life. Common sense is how we know what to wear when we go to work in the morning, how to behave on the street or the subway, and how to maintain harmonious relationships with our friends and co-workers. It tells us when to obey the rules, when to quietly ignore them, and when to stand up and challenge the rules themselves. It is the essence of social intelligence and is also deeply embedded in our legal system, in political philosophy, and in professional training. For something we refer to so often, however, common sense is surprisingly hard to pin down. Roughly speaking, it is the loosely organized set of facts, observations, experiences, insights, and pieces of received wisdom that each of us accumulates over a lifetime in the course of encountering, dealing with, and learning from everyday situations. Beyond that, however, it tends to resist easy classification. Some common sense knowledge is very general in nature, what the American anthropologist Clifford Geertz called an ancient tangle of received practices, accepted beliefs, habitual judgments, and untaught emotions. But common sense can also refer to more specialized knowledge, as with the everyday working knowledge of a professional, such as a doctor, a lawyer, or an engineer, that develops over years of training and experience. In his address to the annual meeting of the American Sociological Society in Chicago in 1946, Carl Taylor, then president of the association, put it as well as anyone. By common sense, I mean the knowledge possessed by those who live in the midst and are a part of the social situations and processes which sociologists seek to understand. The term thus used may be synonymous with folk knowledge, or it may be the knowledge possessed by engineers, by the practical politicians, by those who gather and publish news, or by others who handle or work with and must interpret and predict the behavior of persons and groups. Taylor's definition highlights two defining features of common sense that seem to differentiate it from other kinds of human knowledge like science or mathematics. The first of these features is that, unlike formal systems of knowledge, which are fundamentally theoretical, common sense is overwhelmingly practical, meaning that it is more concerned with providing answers to questions than in worrying about how it came by the answers. From the perspective of common sense, it is good enough to know that something is true or that it is the way of things. One does not need to know why in order to benefit from the knowledge, and arguably, one is better off not worrying about it too much. In contrast with theoretical knowledge, in other words, common sense does not reflect on the world, but instead attempts to deal with it simply as it is. The second feature that differentiates common sense from formal knowledge is that while the power of formal systems resides in their ability to organize their specific findings into logical categories described by general principles, the power of common sense lies in its ability to deal with every concrete situation on its own terms. For example, it is a matter of common sense that what we wear or do or say in front of our boss will be different from how we behave in front of our friends, our parents' friends, or our friends' parents. But whereas a formal system of knowledge would try to derive the appropriate behavior in all these situations from a single, more general law, common sense just knows what the appropriate thing to do is in any particular situation without knowing how it knows it. It is largely for this reason, in fact, that common sense knowledge has proven so hard to replicate in computers, because in contrast with theoretical knowledge, it requires a relatively large number of rules to deal with even a small number of special cases. Let's say, for example, that you wanted to program a robot to navigate the subway. It seems like a relatively simple task, but as you would quickly discover, even a single component of this task, such as the rule against asking for another person's subway seat, turns out to depend on a complex variety of other rules, about seating arrangements on subways in particular, about polite behavior in public in general, about life in crowded cities, and about general purpose norms of courteousness, sharing, fairness, an ownership that at first glance seemed to have little to do with the rule in question. Attempts to formalize common sense knowledge have all encountered versions of this problem, that in order to teach a robot to imitate even a limited range of human behavior, you would have to, in a sense, teach it everything about the world. Short of that, the endless subtle distinctions between the things that matter, the things that are supposed to matter but don't, and the things that may or may not matter depending on other things, would always eventually trip up even the most sophisticated robot. As soon as it encountered a situation that was slightly different from those you had programmed it to handle, it would have no idea how to behave. It would stick out like a sore thumb. It would always be screwing up. People who lack common sense are a bit like the hapless robot, in that they never seem to understand what it is that they should be paying attention to, and they never seem to understand what it is that they don't understand. And for exactly the same reason that programming robots is hard, it's surprisingly hard to explain to someone lacking in common sense what it is that they're doing wrong. You can take them back through various examples of when they said or did the wrong thing, and perhaps they'll be able to avoid making exactly those errors again. But as soon as anything is different, they're effectively back to square one. We had a few cadets like that at the academy. Otherwise perfectly intelligent, competent people who just couldn't seem to figure out how to play the game. Everyone knew who they were, and everyone could see that they just didn't get it. But because it wasn't exactly clear what it was that they didn't get, we were unable to help them. Bewildered and overwhelmed, most of them eventually left.